Welcome to Coaster Track, a UK theme park podcast in association with Scare Track. That's right, yes, another one of those theme park podcasts. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Coaster Track, Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's begin the show.
You're listening to Coaster Track, a UK theme park podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the Coaster Track podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an on-location interview episode with Jenna Bulmer from Manchester Mate, the Manchester Mate Instagram page. We are talking all about National Roller Coaster Day. We are on location at Alton Towers Resort and Alton Towers are putting on a fantastic celebration for National Roller Coaster Day. National Roller Coaster Day is on the 16th of August each and every year and we all try and celebrate it in whatever way we can. And Alton Towers Resort this year pulled out all the stops. We are celebrating 25 years of Nemesis. They put up new banners, new posters, new signage. They had John Wardley come and visit the park on the Friday, Saturday and Sunday over the weekend. It was awesome. That was basically an event for us enthusiasts, wasn't it? So a huge thank you to Alton Towers for doing that. Having John Wardley, the creator of Nemesis, next to Nemesis for the Friday, Saturday and Sunday. The fact that they did it over 3 days was great because it meant that if you couldn't go one day, you were able to go another. There was morning sessions, afternoon sessions, a chance to get your book signed, to have a chat, ask some questions and have a photo with the legend, the man himself, John Wardley. So this interview is with Jenna. She is a Manchester Mate on Instagram, so go and check her out. You'll be hearing lots of new stuff from her. She's also been on the Scare Track podcast with us. She's a big fan of Scare Track and she's visited Scare Kingdom with us a fair few times as well. So she was a guest host on today's episode and whilst we were waiting to meet John Wardley, we decided to have a full-on discussion about theme parks, Nemesis, National Roller Coaster Day and how she wants to touch up John. So without any further ado, let's take you to the interview with myself and Manchester Mate at the Alton Towers Resort.
You're listening to the Coaster Track podcast.
Hello and welcome to this on-location episode of the Coaster Track podcast by Scare Track. It's Mikey here. We are at the Alton Towers Resort and I'm here with a guest host today. I'm here with Jenna. Jenna, how's it going?
Awesome, mate. Thanks.
It's been a good day so far, hasn't it?
Fun, yes.
Really good. A really busy but really fun day. In case you guys don't know who Jenna is, Jenna has been on a few of our episodes over on the Scare Track podcast where we visited and reviewed Scare Kingdom. And you're quite the fan of Scare Kingdom, aren't you?
Yeah, I like Scare Kingdom. It's also very conveniently located to me, so
exactly,
you know, lazy scares, I'm all for that.
Perfect, lazy scares. But this episode is all about Alton Towers, the National Roller Coaster Day. So it was National Roller Coaster Day on the 16th of August, and all weekend Alton Towers were putting on a little special event. It is the 18th of August today, and we're here celebrating, aren't we, Gemma? What we are we celebrating, Jen?
We are also celebrating
Nemesis's
25th birthday, which is exciting.
Yeah.
We both love a bit of Nemi, so
can't beat a bit of Nemesis.
Nice to be here, and hopefully we are going to meet John himself.
John Wardley.
John Wardley himself, yeah. In a moment. We have you have a book ready to sign. I failed miserably and forgot mine.
True.
God
unlucky.
Damn it.
Unlucky. So, yeah, we're here to meet John Wardley. Now, if you're listening to the Coaster Track podcast, there's a good chance you know who he is. If you don't, he's basically, you know, one of the creators.
The man.
He's the man when it comes to the UK theme park industry. Basically, check out his book, Making My Own Nemesis. He's on plenty of documentaries on YouTube, on telly. There's loads of stuff going on. John was one of the creative minds behind Nemesis and other coasters around the UK, Oblivion, Air.
Yep.
He had a hand in the Smiler a little bit.
Yeah.
We had he did Jewel, the Runaway Train, loads of stuff.
Just the man.
Absolutely. So we have had a full day here on park. Now there will be a mini coaster track vlog over on our YouTube channel. So check that out, youtube.com/scaretrack, or you can check it out over on our website, scaretrack.co.uk, where you can get all our latest podcasts, scare cams, coaster track vlogs, merch, Patreon, and loads more. It's a sexy new website, isn't it, Jenna?
It's
sexy.
Beautiful, mate.
Oh, thank you.
I shan't say what it made me do, but you know, it's a little bit too PG-13.
Okay,
so.
I like it. You liked it, right? It was pictures of Hannah in a vest top. Is that what it was?
It was. Hannah's titties did it for me.
They do it for me. That's why I married her. So, yeah, we're all the time. So, we don't want to talk too much about the park as such. Obviously, we have all visited the park before. I'm guessing if you're listening here in the UK, it's a very popular park. But we are having a great day and we've done quite a bit already. Jenna actually had her first go on Wicker Man. You haven't had a chance to go on that yet. So, how did you find that?
No, you know what? I really liked it. Sometimes fine with woodies, they can be, I mean, I know part of the fun is that they are pretty brutal, but sometimes they're a little bit too brutal. Loved it, thought the theming was good. Grant, there's bits where it could be tweaked, but couldn't they always? Yeah, I think it's a really nice addition to the park, and kind of back to what we were saying earlier, how, well, not on this, but us too, how like the rides here used to be a lot better themed, then yeah. They kind of just went for some Bobby basics, and now we're getting back to, you know, a bit more theming and interesting coasters.
Yeah, definitely. Nice. I'd agree with that. It's a really good theme. It's obviously a very dark theme. Alton Towers do like their dark themes.
Yeah.
I know that they research quite a lot, and the darker horror themes do seem to go
proper
better.
Yeah.
So we're currently, like Jen said, we're in the queue now to meet John Wardley. In case you keep hearing a few beeps, that's because the Bear Grylls Adventure Hang for 2 Minutes to Win game is right in front of us where Ripsaw used to be. Now, personally, I think that is sacrilege to Ripsaw's Ripsaw's home.
Spoiler alert, nobody wins the prize.
Spoiler alert, everyone's too weak. But Jenna, talking more obviously here about Towers, and we're going to meet John in a second, but you actually worked at Towers for a few years as a ride-op. How did you find that? Do you miss it?
Yeah, I do. You know what? It was really fun. It was kind of like my excuse of not going to uni. This was more fun than going to university, and seemed like a more sensible decision at the time. I still don't regret it. So, yeah, it was good.
What rides did you work on? It was mainly the coasters, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I spent a season predominantly on Rita, the Corkscrew, and the Ugg Swinger. I had a little bit of time on Nemesis and Air, and then I sort of finished out my second season over on like Hex and Charlie and kind of the kids' rides. So yeah, I've done
a little bit of everything.
Yeah, got to say, I think Corkscrew is my favourite to operate.
Why Corkscrew? Because it was so manual. It was like old school.
Yeah, it was old school. It was manual. I think a lot of people hated going over there, but I was like, yep, happily go over there and up on that. But yeah, all the manual side of it was great.
A little bit more interesting.
Yeah. Also, slightly terrifying that you're responsible for everything, but you know,
like brakes. really, we should make this roller coaster stop.
Yeah,
should it stop?
Surely, let people out. No, I'll just leave them there for a bit longer. Hey ho.
Why not?
But no, it was a good time, and it was a great coaster to work on. Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good. So you mentioned obviously you've worked on Nemesis at some point as well, and Nemesis is the main feature really we need to talk about today. Like I say, there is a coaster track vlog online now on YouTube, which it's not. When I say vlog, we're not vloggers,
it's
really.
Fun.
It's just us having a little bit of fun, giving you a few visuals of the day.
Battering wasps.
We're getting a lot of fight with wasps. But we always do like to give just a couple of visuals on the day, just to coincide with what we're doing on the podcast.
So you can see our beautiful faces.
This queue has split a little bit. We're in the queue for John Wardley, and it's split. There we go.
We were good, we're good. So Nemesis, let's talk more about Nemesis, obviously. 25 years in operation, awesome. Nemesis was my first ever really big coaster.
Same.
I was terrified of coasters back then.
Literally,
I wouldn't go on anything.
Shit scared. Yes. I'd go on, you got to a point where I'd go on the odd, itty-bitty one. And my dad brought me here when I was a teen. I got to a point being a teenager. I think I was 14 or 15. And my dad was like, right, you need to queue up with me. It was a big queue. I'm not waiting by myself and I'm not going on this again because you're chicken shit. So I was like, all right, fair enough. We got to the front of the queue and I was excuse me, I'm just going to slide past here. I'm not going. My dad grabbed me, shoved me down, strapped me in. You're going on it. I was like, ah. And, that was it. Became addicted ever since.
You know what? I'm exactly the same, near enough as you. I was here. I was always the bag holder. My brother used to love rides, and my parents would come every year for my birthday, and I'd go on the runaway train, and that was maybe as far as it goes.
A shit place to go for your birthday.
If you don't like coach.
Hey, guys, yeah. We're going to Alton Towers. I
was a big fan of the Frog Hopper. Big, big Frog Hopper fan. And then
bouncing up and down.
Oh, bringing the smut. I finally plucked up the courage. 2001, I got it, and I've got the photo here with me today to prove it. And that was the year they were building Air, because Air opened in 2002. So I went on Nemesis, and I was genuinely hooked, hook, line, and sinker. I was checking out SW5 live every single day on the Towers Times forums, watching the... then basically building... Oh, someone else is about to have a go. Hang in.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. They failed.
They failed. I went on it, and then I was... That love for, addiction for roller coasters began.
Yeah.
It's
weird how it happens, isn't it? Mm. And I feel like that tends to be a lot of people's stories. People who are, full-on geeks for it. It all started with them being shit scared of them. Until a little bit later on in life, not just as a small kid, because, everything's terrifying when you're small, isn't it? But funny.
Yeah, mad. And it's been now, Nemesis, the one that starts it for a lot of people, I think, and it has a fantastic place in a lot of people's hearts, especially here in the theme park community and the enthusiast community. 1994, the year of the roller coaster. Obviously, here in the UK, you had Nemesis opening here at Alton Towers. You had the big one, Pepsi Max, at the Blackpool Pleasure Beach. And then we had Drayton Manor had Shockwave. In 1994, so Jenna's face is—it looks like someone's just peed on your feet. You can either love it or hate that one, I guess, can't you? That was the year. Unfortunately, it's taken Blackpool this long to get a new big coaster in, and Shockwave was still waiting for it. Whereas Alton Towers have been able to continue to add in their secret weapons, and that's where John comes in. John is—if there's a secret weapon here. That's where John is involved. And a secret weapon is basically the code name for their big coasters. And you have... obviously,
generally, there's a world first element.
Usually, yeah.
Is part of that, isn't there?
And sometimes the world firsts are better world firsts.
But it gets to a point where it's kind of already been done. We've got to a point in advances in technology and time and inspiration where, 10, 15, 25 years ago... dive coasters were unheard of.
Yeah.
Flying coasters were unheard of. Whereas now it is clutching at straw. Oh, it's the first one with wood and fire mixed together.
It's a world's first.
Not quite. Well, it is, but
But it's always nice to have something unique, and that's what you got to give kudos to Alton Towers. So SW1 and 2 were never made due to various reasons, either it being too expensive or it wasn't a very good kind of coaster, the designs weren't very good. Obviously, I'm guessing you guys may know the story of that. If not, there's plenty of other content that explains it. And then SW3 was this beast that you can hear roaring behind me, Nemesis, 1994, 4 years after that. SW4 was Oblivion, the world's first B&M dive coaster, which isn't quite 90%, it's 88 point something degrees. Since then they've made them more 90%, but 90 degrees rather, not percent. SB4, Oblivion, 1998, 2002. So they did a definite four years run.
Yeah.
Which was great back then, back in the day.
Back in the day. We were right good.
2002, we had Air, which is now Galactica, which has now resorted back to Air because it doesn't have any. That's a whole other story about VR. We can talk about that on the channel.
All I can say on that is.
But Air, when it came out, was innovative, brand new, insane. Like no
it was
one.
There was nothing like it.
Exactly.
I feel like it was that point where Nemesis came here, where that really put Alton Towers on the map and kind of paved the way for how it then went for like the next decade. Whereas, like, same with the and just that year as a whole. Changing the roller coaster scene in the UK and making us a little bit more
on the map in the world.
Yeah, a bit more competitive with the States and
Europe. Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. There's lots of people where you'll go all around the world and people will ask you, "You're in the UK, what's Nemesis like?"
Yeah.
I'll tell you what else has sort of rekindled that, and you'll always see, no matter where you go, whatever park around the world, I always see a Smiler t-shirt.
I was at
Fantasialand the other week and I saw a Smiler t-shirt. I think purely because, again, a world's first, a 14 inversion. It is a world's first. Whether it's an amazing world's first or not is anyone's opinion.
It's a cool concept and, it's...
They crammed a lot in a small space.
Yeah, they did. And, they marketed it really well. And then, obviously, having a corresponding... Scare maze, building up all the anticipation for it the year before. I mean, that was genius in its own right.
Definitely. No, I'd agree with that. And since then, it sort of rekindled Alton Towers again on the world stage as such.
Yeah.
And since then, we've had Wicker Man, which is the most recent SW in SW8.
Yeah.
So who knows what SW9 is going to be? We're here to see...
Where would they put it?
Where would they put it?
I don't know.
Answers on a postcard? It's 2019. Answers in the comments below, guys.
We have technology.
We have technology now.
Where do you guys think it'll be? That'd be interesting to hear that, where people think it might be. Bearing in mind noise, height, tree cutting down restrictions, where could we put it?
True. I think it'll be a few years as well before we do get it. Obviously, we only had a... If they're going on, between 2013 and 2018, 14, 15, 16, 17, that's 5 years difference between Smiler and Wicker Man.
There was a big incident in that time.
That's a good point. And we won't talk about that today.
There was a slight hiccup there, which might have put things on the back foot.
Very true. And who would have thought, saying this a few years ago, if we're talking about Alton Towers here on location for this little mini Coaster Track episode, who would have thought we'd have wood at Alton Towers? I didn't.
You know what? That's been in the pipeline for a really, really long time. I remember when I worked here, and that was way back when.
Way back then? Was it the Cross Valley Coaster they were talking about?
Yeah.
2005-ish they were talking about that?
Yes. I would say 2007.
I've seen interviews he's been in before. He says he kept pushing year on year for Alton Towers to have wood.
Yeah, and I remember seeing that. I remember seeing plans for it at one point, but... restrictions just meant it couldn't happen. They've wanted one for a long time. So finally it's here. It's just nice.
Definitely. And it's always good to have a wooden coaster in the UK. Obviously, most of them here in the UK, I think, is at Blackpool Pleasure Beach. And again, Jenna's face looks like I've just punched her on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Not a fan of an old school woody.
No, they're like, they just hurt. Like, I won't say where they hurt, but they hurt. It's unnecessary.
Censored areas.
It's unnecessary pain in uncensored areas.
Fair enough. And that's how we roll.
They are censored areas. I don't just walk around naked, I promise.
And that's why I invited Jenna today. She's wearing a very cool pumpkin style t-shirt. It's pink. Where did you get that from, Jenna?
Oh, it's this really cool podcast called Scare Track. You should check it out.
You can get their merchandise from scaretrack.co.uk.
Yeah, you can. It's a really well-known website.
I've heard also as well there's a Coaster Track t-shirt now available too.
Ah, I did not know that. Maybe I'll have to dress more for the occasion.
More appropriately.
Yeah.
I don't have one of them yet either.
It's been whipped out till October, but I'm getting excited already. I'm prematurely pumpkinging.
Pumpkinging. So back to Orton Towers. I think that sort of wraps it up. Like I say, we've done most of the part today, and like, if you want to check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack, you'll be able to see the little mini coaster track vlog that we put on today. You can get Jenna's first reactions from Wicker Man. But Jenna, before we sort of go and have a little chat with John Wardley, now I'm not too sure if John is allowed to come on the podcast or whatnot. He has got quite a big queue, so I may just go in for a quick photo and a book sign. I won't keep him too long rabbling here on the podcast. Anything that, you know, he's done so many talks and so many interviews, just there's some fantastic content makers out there online. Definitely just check it out, especially Theme Park World Tour. He has an awesome series with John Wardley. Any question that you could think of asking him,
it's been asked
on there. So check out Theme Park World Tour's YouTube channel to check out that. But other than that, Jenna, obviously you have your socials, and you're going around, you're doing lots of different things. You were at an old school arcade the other day.
Yeah, that was cool, up in Manchester.
Up Tut North.
So you can see what I'm doing.